Administration Secretary Jeb Spaulding says the state expects it will have to pay about $110 million for its share of the repair costs. Spaulding and other top state officials gave a briefing Thursday on the efforts to recover from the biggest natural disaster in the state in almost a century. In the immediate aftermath of the August 28th storm, more than 500 miles of roadways and dozens of bridges were damaged or destroyed, and thousands of people were forced from their homes. The roads and bridges are now open. About 800 Vermonters are still without permanent long-term living arrangements. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.